Ketuvach. We're in Kuf Ayin Aleph. We started Siv Gimel last week. I think we should just go back over it very quickly, get back into it. It's very gishmak. Okay, let's just run into it. Ezel din chaluka. We just said a klal that the only time two shutfim are allowed to break up is if they leave each other with a share of kedei chaluka. It has to be enough that each shutuf is going to be left with is workable. It has the same shame that the whole shutuf has had. If it's a sada, so when you break up a sada into two, then each half has to also be considered a sada. If once you break it up, it's no longer considered a sada, then you have no right to break it up. And now we're going to go through these kolalim. Once you divide according to all the number of shutfim you have, it wasn't an equal shutfis. One guy had 30%, one guy had 20%, one guy had 10%. Take the smallest shutfis share, and he has to be left with a chelik sheshema koyul koryolov, that his chelik is also has the same shame that the entire shutfis had. If it was a sada, then he has to be left with a sada also. If each part, if one of the shutfim is left with a part that's too small to be considered that shame, that sada, ain't by din chaluka. Ketzad. Sorry? The shame that the entire shutfis, when it was together, was kari, whatever it was, a sada, a field, a buildable lot, whatever shame it had when it was together, then even after the division, has to have that same shame. Ketzad, kol chatzah shein ba dalaramis or dalaramis, any chatzah doesn't have 4x4, merubayis, bedavka merubayis, it can't be 3x6, it has to be 4x4. 3x6 is not good enough, it has to be, even though the square footage is more than 4x4, no, it has to be merubayis, it has to be squared. Chutz mi dalaramis shel apsachim, besides from the dalaramis that each one is entitled to have right in front of their doorway, it's really not for now, but every chotzah, right in front of your door, you have to have your area of dalet al dalet, so that when you enter your house and you're carrying packages, you can put down the packages, open up the door, schlep in the packages. You need that, like doormat, whatever, right in front of your doorway, it has to be a dalet al dalet. So that's... Okay, that's why I'd rather not go in. Certainly you get dalet rams into the chotzah, and you might get only the width of your doorway. So if your doorway is 3, you'll get 3x4. Perhaps, okay. But then besides that, your dalaramas of your pen, if you have two psachim, then each pesach is entitled to that. Then besides that, each shutif has to get in the chatzah itself, dalar adalar. Because besides having a doorway in the chatzah, at use of the chatzah itself, for whatever tashmishim I had in the chatzah, playing ball, whatever it is, lounging out, whatever it is, I need that as well. So I have to be left with, besides my doorway and everyone's doorway, each shutif has to be left with another dalid by dalid in the chatzah itself for hishtamshes of a chatzah. And if not, ainu kriya chatzah is not considered a chatzah.
Let's say you're doing chaluk in a chatzah and it comes out that he has the back part, there is no way in.
So that's going to be a problem. We're going to discuss that, Belina, later on, and yeah, when we get further into the segment. It has to be a usable, reasonable, right, usage out of the area. Correct. Ainu kriya chatzah is not considered a chatzah. A chol sod the shein bo kedei zriyas teisha kavin, and any sod that doesn't have an area that you could plant teisha kavim, ainu kriya sod. V'chol gina in any garden shein bo kedei zriyas chatzah kav, ainu kriya gina. V'chol pardes in any orchard shein bo kedei zriyas gimon kavin, ainu kriya pardes. V'fikok, sak to makabo, ain chol kenes a chatzah, you can't divide a chatzah ad sheyeh ba dalar amus al choleka v'achod, mi ha-shotfin. You can't divide unless you have 4x4 for every one, 4 amus for each shotif. V'lo is a sod ad sheyeh ba zriyas teisha kavim lo cholekod, v'lo yagin ad sheyeh ba chatzah kav lo cholekod v'achod, v'lo is a pades ad sheyeh ba yiskim lo kavim lo cholekod v'achod. Simple. All these are shirim, you have to have the shame. Zokta makaba klal, bamedva mamurim b'eretz Yisrael, all the shirim that I just said was in Eretz Yisrael. Uchuyaytabo, or any other land that's like Eretz Yisrael. Avu b'bovel, but in Bavel, lands that are similar to Bavel, ein chokin es achata, you cannot divide the chata, sorry, ein chokin es asada, ad sheyeh ba kedei charishes yeim lezeh, or kedei charishes yeim lezeh. It has to be enough that there's enough land that will provide a day's work for a pearl to be charishet. If he could finish it in less than a day, then it's not enough land, because then it's not kedai for me to own that sada. Because the poilim don't rent themselves out for less than a day. So if I have to hire a poil for a whole day's work for only doing a half a day's job, so it's just not cost effective. What am I going to do? So I just wasted a half a day of pay to the poil for nothing. If it's a clear cut, it's a full day's work for the poil, besedes, that makes sense to divide the shutas like that and to be left with that part of a sada. But less than that doesn't make sense. It's just not a cost effective. Which is also kedei avodas adam mechad biyoy mechad. Visada is also shemashke moisav. If you have a sada that they irrigate manually by man, it means it doesn't come just, you don't rely just on the rain, what we call a beis hashalchan, that you have to irrigate it yourselves. Visada shemashke moisav bekli, then you need enough land at sheyeba kedei shemali hapoil yoy mechad lazeh viyoy mechad lazeh. Again, it has to be a full day's work for irrigation for each poil. I'll have a chalik, I'll have a land that could fill a day's work for irrigation, and you'll have land that fills work for irrigation, a full day's work. All right, that's the mechaba. What's the chalik in Eretz Yisrael and Babel? So we discussed last week, Shitas HaTaisis, and the Rosh of many Rishonim, and that's how we paskin, the Achronim go with, so let's just go with that Shita, is that the chalik in Eretz Yisrael and Babel is that Eretz Yisrael, the land was much more fruitful, it was much more fertile, it produced better fruits, it was more choshev. So even though, l'mashal, by Teisha Kavan, it's not a full day's work, but it's still kedai to own a field in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's smaller than a day's work, and I'll waste part of a pay to a poyel, because I reap so many payers from this small piece of land, that it's kedai to own such a land and work such a land. So that's enough, if it could do Teisha Kavan, or Gimu Kavan, Sodas Teisha Kavan, or Gino Chatzi Kav, or whatever it is, it's kedai to own such a land, because it's much more fruitful, it's a better land. I'm still losing out, correct, but it's still enough to be considered a normal land. It has the shame hakari alav. It's a sada. This is a sada. Everyone, so many people have such a sada in Eretz Yisrael. It's normal to have such a sada. It's not a full day's work, so what? But the land is so luscious, it's great. Not a problem. You can have such a land, and it's kedai to carry those extra course of the poil for such a land. Mashenkin Bavel is not so fruitful, it's not kedai. So the only way to make it is if it's a clear cut, a day's work, so it makes sense to own such a land. And what we're talking about making sense, pasha means it makes sense to own such a land, l'chachil, it means it makes sense to own such a land. People will own it, l'chachil, not if they're stuck with the piece of land, l'chachil, they will go into this business of working this land if it has so much area. In other words, what you should take out of the Mechab, obviously we don't live in a farm society, but what we have to take out of this sif is this klal, that either it's a large enough piece of the shutfis that it's kedai to own because of its value, because of its production, like a land in Eretz Yisrael, it's kedai even if it's not a clear-cut day's work of a poel, or if not, then if it makes sense in terms of the works of a poil, it's clear-cut, it's a day's work, it's clear-cut, I don't spend extra on the poil. I'm saying, yeah, sure, when we had 2 days' works, we had a larger piece of land, it's fine, but even if you cut it in half and it's 1 day's work, it also makes sense, because 1 day's land is also going to produce, and I don't lose anything by making this division with you, because it's still a clear cut. There's no hefsedim involved. So memela, it's also good. Either one is enough to be considered a royal chalukah. Either it's very productive, it's a sada gedayla, whatever, it's very productive, or if it's not productive, it still makes sense because it's a clean cut, there's no extra height size involved in that smaller piece of land. This is the klal that you have to take out of this machaba. Now, you could have, even in Bavel, you could have an Eretz Yisrael dekadin. Marshall, if you'll have a very large land in Bavel, even if, let's say, it won't be a clear cut, let's say there'll be other problems to it, but if it's a large enough land that makes sense to work such a land, because, you know, when I produce such a land, so if I'm left with a little extra place at the end, it's still kedai, then it will also work just like in Eretz Yisrael, it's kedai to work even a small piece of land. It means either way could make a chalukah zeshutas. And we're going to have to develop this now, what this means. And the Chazanish says that hadava masa l'chacham l'kvoy shiurei, what's considered choshev enough, what's considered worthy enough, that should be kedai chalukah, and that's nitin l'fi chachamim b'chol davadar, every item that it is. But let's develop this, because there's a machloikis here. If you look in the Sma, This mass says the following. Look at Sivkot and Ches. It's a small sma, but it's a yesoid. Zok the sma. Mishum the aim po. Why do you need that? Perfect a cut off. Mishum the aim po. Niskalapakas miyamekod. Like I explained, no po is going to rent himself out, hire himself out, less than a full day's work. If I don't have enough land, if I'm not left with enough land that could fill a day's work, as I yafsid, I'm going to lose out. I'm going to have to pay a full day's work to the poel, even though I only benefited 3 days of work, 3/4 of a day of work, or half a day's of work. So it's not cost effective. Avo zok the sma, here comes the chiddush of the sma. Avo magia chokoi, look they pull us yem v'chatzi. What happens if a shutvis have 3 days of work, and we cut it in half? Now each one's left with a day and a half. So it's also not a clear cut. What do you do then? Zok the sma, then you are choken. Then you could be cut. Like it's not clear. It's not a smooth cut. It's not a yom shalem. Avo shpi she'ein magia like they pull us beizamim, and it's not enough for 2 days of work. Why is that? Mad the poel niskar lazer. A poel will be niskar for more than 1 day's of work. He just won't be niskar for less. It lines up to come to yisada and work yisada and spend a day, 3/4 a day. I'm not doing it. A day, fine. A day and a half, also fine. What would I do with the extra half a day at the end? I don't know, but that's fine. But less than a full day's of work, I'm not coming. I'm not hiring myself out. That's what this man says. Mamelas, once you hit enough for each one to have a day's work, which is a steam is lush and macabre, you got to get to a day's work, then it's fine, even if it's a day and a half, a day and 3/4, a day and a quarter, 3 days and a quarter, it doesn't make a difference. Once I hit 1 day and above, it's fine, because a po will hire himself out for that.
Why does he have to say that? Because I have half a day, you have half a day, we can get a po that fills 1 day.
Yeah, but I don't want to be mashubit to you. No, I'm not married to you. I want to split. Why do I want to split? I want to split because I don't want anything to do with you anymore. I don't want to be meshubit to you, and then today's not good for you because today, you know, I can't. I have to work on my own schedule and be enough that I can be independent. So I need that. So that's what this man says. Fracted. I know, but Vaduk Chalukah has to make sense. And what makes sense gives it its shame. Would anyone buy a Sada that the size is a day and a half's work? Does it make sense? It's a good business investment. Do people do that? Do they go into to work such a Sada? Or it doesn't make sense because they're going to lose 25% of their profit. They're paying an extra 25% of Yitzhayis. They're only gaining a day and a half work and have to pay every poor for 2 days' work. So they're losing a half a day's work out of over a day and a half. It's not Kedai. So like this man, it is Kedai. Why? Because the poor will rehire himself out. He makes a mitzias. He's making a nocha in the industry how poilim hire themselves out. Right, so the problem is, Fekta Taz, Aiz Nakash and the Taz, so Mufushi Gemara Fekat. The Gemara says that they used to plow the land twice. At the beginning of the season after Sukkot, they used to do Harisha. The land was, let's say, harder, so they have to work the land. And then shortly thereafter, they plowed the land a second time at the time that they sowed the land. That there was a ray of the land, they plowed the land a second time. And the Gemara says, if it's a at the time of the Zriya. At the time of the Zriya, they plowed the land a second time. Zok the Gemara, says, if there's enough chalukah for you have a day's work of plowing, and I have a day's work of plowing, we could divide, we could split. That's considered kadei chalukah. In fact, the Gemara, which plowing are we talking about? Because the two plowings are not the same. It's much more difficult to plow right after Sukkot when the land's still hard than to plow shortly thereafter when the land was already plowed once. So the Gemara says, Mamanachak, if you're talking about a day's worth of plowing, the first plowing, so it's only, let's say, 3/4 of a day of plowing for the time of Zriya. So you're going to get burnt on that end. Elamai, it's talking about a day's worth of plowing at the time of Zriya. So then you're going to need a day's and a half work at the time of the first plowing. So you're going to get burnt then. So it's not a clear cut. It's not a smooth split between us. I'm going to be left with a hefsid. You're going to be left with a hefsid. So Gemara makes an akimta that we're talking about a case where it's a day's plowing for the time of Zriya and 2 days of plowing for the first plowing. So it's a clear cut on both ends. Okay, that's the Gemara. Very nice. I have no problem with that. But you see clearly in the Gemara that that a day and a half's work is a problem. I'm going to be burned. Because in fact, if it's a day's worth of zriya and a day and a half for the first plowing, I'm burned. It's not considered kedei chalukah. It's a day and a half. Sukkot. My everyone who hired themselves out once it's more than a day. The fusha gemara forget. The people
what
don't.
Now?
What you mean in 2010 or 2012?
No. What do they have now? 2 days, 2.5 days, 3 days. How big is
the Sukkot? We when we're together, it's double whatever it was.
Another day?
No. Well, it was double whatever it was double.
3.5 days.
Okay, so we're gonna get to it. We'll have to develop. It might be sadak deila and that it's kedai at that point. You have to know. Okay, fine. Bekitza is a fusha gemara fakir from the Sma'a. Now, I have no problem that maybe in the 1600s when the Sma'a lived, things changed. I have no problem. But you can't touch up the Mechabu, which is coming from the Gemara like that, because the Gemara is saying not like that. The Gemara says that even a day and a half is a problem. Okay. Now, Me'el is up to... Sorry? That Gemara is in Baba Basra. Where is it? It's Yud Beis Manala or something? Around there. Yeah, it's Yud Beis Manala. As I fact, it's on the Sma'a. It's a bomb. Now, clearly, it's a double punch. I just wanted to say it anyway. It's clearly that if the Metzius would be like the Sma, it means time change. Avada the Taz would be moid. It means if any Kanami Parlum would rent themselves out for a day and a half, Avada Taz has no objection, then it's good. He's just saying, but the Gemara has a different Metzius. So in the Metzius of the Gemara, what's going to be the halacha? And, all right, yeah. And so Metaz has a problem here, what to do. So Lechayra, what would be this case? Let's just bring it out. We said before that there's a concept. You know what? Let me, before I get to that. What happens if it will be a very large field? That maybe in a Hanami in the Gemara you see that people don't rent themselves out for a day and a half. It's still lengthiknish for the poem. What happens if it's a humongous field and it's 10.5 days of work? So then I can hear that maybe the Metzius, even at the times of the Gemara, was like this, that a poil, you know, it's such, you give me such a large work, 10.5 days, I don't mind swallowing at the end that it lasts half a day, and I'll only charge you for 10.5, I won't charge you for 11. Means even in the Taz's Gemara, if you get a large enough sada, it's going to get to a point that it will make sense for the poil to hire himself out anyway. Let's say I have a field that can keep him busy the whole year, but it's not mamish 250 days, it's 249 and a half. You think he's going to say, oh, for that, no, that actually, half, well, I'm going to do that half the night, I'm not hiring myself out. About that, he'll hire himself out, and he'll eat that extra half a day, he'll figure it out, it's kedai. So it gets to the point, there is zikha going to get to a point that it'll be so big the field that the poil will hire himself out and won't charge for that extra half a day, portion of the day that he's not working. So b'chai gavna, v'adad the taz would be moida, and it would be kedei chalukah.
The other way, not that he would hire himself out, but it's worth it for you to pay the extra.
That's the second surah. So that's for sure will be good. Then I want to say what you're saying, is that even if the poil will stand on ceremony, no, it's a half a day. No, I only charge whole days. That's how I book. My bookkeeper doesn't know what to do with half a day. I have to bill by a whole day and it's over, right? Even so, if it'll be a large enough field that it makes sense to work such a field, even carrying that extra hefsid of the half a day's work, because it's such a large field, it's 10.5 days. So you think that half a day is going to make a difference in the whole big picture? It's 11 days. So I'll pay 11 days for 10.5 days work. Big deal. It's bata b'shishim. It's not going to amount to anything. Oh, mama shishim. But you get the idea. It's bata b'esrim. It's kedai to carry such a... It's kedai to produce on such a field. So then it's also considered kedai kaluka. In other words, that's just like Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael had that. The Teisha Kavim was not enough for a full day's work, and yet we hired himself out, and yet we worked such a field, because it was so productive that it's kedai to carry the extra expense, whatever that carrying cost of the little portion of the day that the poll charges extra. It's kedai. So who are then over here? Baruch Shem, I found it's Mufurish Taris Chaim. So Friedrich, Taris Chaim says it on the Gemara, Chazon Ishgad says it as well, in Vav Tezayin, that it's going to get to a point that it's a sadeh gedoilo, then it's just like Eretz Yisrael, and then we don't worry about the poil's hefsid. Big deal. So the Baal Bais will eat that extra half a day, and it's not a problem. So mishnei time and by sadeh gedoilo, taz will be made. Either it's going to get to a point where the poil will eat the half a day's hefsid, or even if not, it's kedai for the Baal Bais to eat the half a day's hefsid, because it's just like Eretz Yisrael. All right. I don't make a compromise. Yeah, okay, whatever it is. What I'm trying to bavon is the Or HaShulchan blibes shver on the Taz. He doesn't like the Taz. He says, the Mechabe, if a guy has a field 100.5 days, you can't split that field? Says, yeah, you could split that field because you have other cheshbonos that the Taz of others might do too, and it's not a problem. All right, good. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says a blitz chiddush. Taz says, but if you have a small field and it's not an even cut, if you have a field that's only 3 days' worth, and I'm going to cut it in half, you get a day and a half, and I get a day and a half, and a day and a half, it's not kedai for me to swallow the half a day, it's not kedai for the pole to swallow the half a day, what do we do then? Zok tataz, I'm going to say over the lashon, zok tataz, what you do is each one takes a day, because that's a smooth split, it's kedai to work a day, I take a day, you take a day, and what are we going to do with that extra day that's left over? No problem, zok tataz, we'll leave it in the shotfis. So we won't make a full chalukah as a shotfis. There's 3 days in the shotfis. I'll take a portion, you'll take a portion, and the shotfis will keep a portion. The shotfis will be a shotfis, but at least I got rid of you at least on 1 day's work of field. 1 day I'm independent. Then no, I'll lie to you for a little bit of the field, but I fadeen that I got at least 1 day's worth of a field that I'm on my own. And Zok Tataz, and leaving it in the shotfis is not a problem. Hashan nisha b'shotfis ve'oz lo yia hezek godo kokach, because it's not such a hefzid leaving that last day's field in the shotfis, but because b'masha yaskiru ben shneim poel echad ala meisa, it's not such a hefzid that the shotfis will share the burden of carrying that extra hefzid. If we will divide it, it will be a greater hefzid because each one has to carry the hefzid by themselves. So it's kedai to leave that extra day's work b'shotfis because the hefzid is not kol kach, but if we're going to divide it, then each one has to carry the hefzid by itself. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but he didn't, not exactly that. But yeah, fine.
It's
that's
the same idea. Same
similar idea. Similar idea.
That?
Yeah, that's what the Taz says. That's what the Taz says. You relieve a shotfis. That's what the Taz says. Now, the Maase is what I want to say with the Lashon and Taz. The reason I said it over is because the Lashon is problematic. He says it's kedai to leave that day's worth of a field in the shotfis because not such a hefzid, not such a hezek kol kach as if we were divided. What are you talking about? If there's one full, if we start out with 3 days, I take a day, you take a day, and the shotfis keeps a day, there's no hezek at all.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, but he's talking about the hefset of the poel's pay.
Oh,
it sounds like the poel's pay. The moisa that you're going to have to pay extra to the poel. There is no extra. It's a smooth split. I take a day, you take a day, the shutis takes a day. No, I'm not losing out, you're not losing out, the shutis not losing out. Where's the hefset?
Bigger job is always cheaper.
Is it? I know, but he's talking about the moisa that you're paying the poel extra. There is no paying the poel for the extra part of the portion that they're there that is not working. Alam poel echad ala moiser. It's talking about on that. That's what it sounds like. He didn't say also ner lech and ner lemei type of a sorry. But all right. So what I want to suggest is perhaps the Taz is talking about this case. In a kanami, if it's a smooth split 3 days, you don't even need to push it. But what happens if it's 3.5 days? We have a shutis that we have 3.5 days together. If we're going to split, it's 1.75 me, 1.75 you. I take a loss, because I don't have a full 2 days, you take a loss, you don't have a full 2 days. But what we'll do is, I'll take a day, you'll take a day, we'll leave a day and a half in the shotfis, and now the shotfis will take the hefzid. And the Taz says, it's a leinzuch that together we'll share the hefzid of that day and a half, rather than splitting, and each one of us carrying the burden alone, independent of each other, for that extra portion of the day that we're going to take a loss. Oh, so the catch is, what's the chilek? When you have a day and a half, you're carrying a half a loss between two parties. So really, each one's carrying a quarter. And when we split, each one is carrying 3/4 alone, so we're carrying each one's carrying a hefset of a quarter alone. So what's the chilek? A quarter alone or a half together? What does he mean? Somehow, when we're together, it's better. No, we have to. Each one has to walk home with a full day's work, split equally, and we'll leave the shutfis.
Now, the last. No, but what I'm saying is that the
in
last,
the shutfis.
In the shutfis, it doesn't have to be half and half. It could be 3/4 of the day.
I know, but he's saying it's ain hezek kol kach. That means there is a hezek that the shutfis has, just not kol kach. So what's the case that the shutfis has a hezek,
but
not?
Asking, if
If you can make that case, so even a shutum trying to chop him, look higher. Look higher, yeah. Yeah, but think that. Yeah, but think of it. I hear the cheshbon, nice cheshbon. But once I took my day and you took your day, so now the shutfis is only left with a day and a half. Had I taken my full half, that means I would have taken a day and three quarters. So it's either the shutfis having a day and a half, or I'm having a day and three quarters. It's not a child having only three quarters. Having a day and a half, so each one has to carry a hefsid together of a half. So each one is carrying a quarter. And now when I break it up,
what's the chiluk?
The shutfis has a hefsid of a half, or each one independently has a hefsid of a quarter.
Only one, then two.
What's the chiluk? But the numbers, the dollars and cents, it's the same thing. A half together, a quarter separate. What's the chiluk? So I want to suggest maybe a new pshat, maybe. What would you say, Rabbi Yisrael, in this case, that there was only 2.5 days, not 3.5, but 2.5 days? So if I'll take, we do a regular shutfis chaluka, I'll get a day and a quarter, bad, very bad. I mean, I have to carry extra 3/4 of that pile, terrible, not a good chaluka. But what I'll do is I'll take a day, you'll take a day, so that's a smooth split, and we'll leave a half in the shutfis. And Zokta Taz, that even though the shutfis is losing out because they're left with a half, it's better that the shutfis shares a loss of a half a day than each one of us independently taking a loss of 3/4 of a day. Then the Taz makes sense. But it's a big chiddush in the Taz. Because if you ask me, I would tell you, you're crazy. Why can you do that? The shutfis nebuch is going to get burned. That's not kedei chalukah. The kedei chalukah to cause a shutfis to get a hefsid, that means you're causing me. You're asking for the chalukah. I don't want the chalukah. You're telling me it's kedei chalukah because you're going to give me a smooth split. No, you're not, because you're leaving me together with you in a shutfis, which is a bad shutfis. You're leaving me with a bad sada. A sada that's going to have only a half that we're going to get a loss. I don't want that. Oh, so you're going to have to say that. You're going to counter back. What do you mean? When we were together, we also carried that loss. When we were together, we had 2.5. It was also a bad deal because 2.5 wasn't an even split of 3 or 2. So we're anyway carrying a half at the end. So what's the chiluk carrying 2.5 to 3 to carrying a half to 1? That's really the lumdus. And you have to know, is that true? Maybe it's better to carry 2.5 to 3. Okay, fine. But if you could say that, then the Taz will be very geschmack. That we're talking about 2.5. I take one, you take one. We leave a half in the shutfis. And it's better that the shutfis has a half loss than each one of us having 3/4 of a loss.
Maybe I
No, it's 2.5, so I take a day and a quarter, you take a day and a quarter. And no Paul's going to hire himself for a day and a quarter. He has to need 2 days. So I'm carrying an extra 3/4 a day, and you carry 3/4 a day. But together, we'll only carry half together, so it's much, much better together. Split a day, I should be left with half a day? No, half a day, I'm going
to
be lost. No, if I take a day, it's I don't get a half, you take a day, you don't get a half, and a half is b'shutfis. So that's good. But if I'll take a day and a quarter and you take a day and a quarter, it's no good. So that's what the Taz means.
Maybe that's this is said for but if we have a day and 3/4, we could use the smart trap. For a day and a half, I'm asking to lose a half a day. But when I have a day and 3/4, I want to get paid the full day.
The Taz doesn't like this man. Taz says the Gemara is Mufush, not like this man. He's not going with this man. Taz says the Pole doesn't do these things. It's Mufush and Gemara that the Pole doesn't rent himself out even for more than a day. It has to be even split. 1, 2. The Gemara says, legend, until you get to 2 days. We had to make an example that it needs 2 full days. So I'm saying, so in the Taz.
Well,
I'm saying, but in the Taz, it doesn't fit. We have to figure out what the Taz is saying. If you make such a mitzvah, it's fine, but the Taz doesn't work with that. That's what the Taz is being mechadish. That is what he's being mechadish. That I could take a day, you take a day, and we leave part in the shutfis. That is a chiddush of a Taz. And that I could mun such a chalukah means what my right to mun chalukah when lomd is mamayni gabach or mamayni gabeno. It's by us. I want my chelik. So I don't need to mun my whole chelik. I use for some of my chelik. So I'll take a day, you take a day, and we'll leave the rest b'shutfis. But Rabbi said one thing is clear, that if we start out with a sada gedayla, that means a sada that's like Eretz Yisrael, that's kedai to work, and now you want to make this split, it's not going to work. If let's say we had 4.5 days, right, together. And for that, let's say Sada Gedola, it's Kedai to work the field and take the extra half of a loss because it's 4.5 days already. Now we want to split and say, okay, you take 2 days, I take 2 days and leave a half in the Shutfis. No, then the Shutfis is getting burnt. Because Kozman, the Shutfis is 4.5 together, it made a lot of sense to carry such a Shutfis. But when we separate it, it's only a half left in the Shutfis, it doesn't make any sense. So then you would not be able to make such a Chalukah. I think the Taz would be Moida, that doesn't work. I'm telling you, it's Fusha Gemara. No, the Gemara says it doesn't stay until two. No, the Gemara says it's more than a day and it's not yet 2 days. Gemara makes an akimta. It's a punt 2 days for this and a day for that. Anything less than 2 days doesn't work. Fusha Gemara doesn't work. All right. Now, let's take it to the next step. Loi Tataz. And partially we have to go with Tataz, even though some Acharim try to answer up this Ma. The Taz is a Gemara. The Terutzim that they have to the Gemara is very shrewd. It's a Gemara. So now, in the Taz, just play this out. You have a shutfis, and the shutfis is not an equal shutfis. It's not 50-50. It's 60-40. Now make this chalukah. It's impossible to make a chalukah like the Taz if it's not an even... If it's even, we'll make the cutoff when it's a perfect day. But if it's not an even shutfis, it's 60-40. If mine's a day, if let's say I'm the 40%, I'm a day, then you're a day and a half. Because you're 60%. And if you're already 2 days... No, then I'm a day and a third. We're never going to get it unless, punked, I'm 2 days, you're 3 days. Or I'm 4 days, you're 6 days. You know, multiple of 2 and 3. But if you don't get that, it's command impossible to make a chalukah like the Taz. Because you'll never get a smooth split for both of us. Because we're not shutum shavim.
The person who wants
the chalukah. Right. Halav to be mevatel means, yeah, right. If the guy makes sure to leave over for the other guy a full thing, that's very good. And he's willing to swallow his own thing, yeah, then I'm asking.
Or leave the fractions in the shutfis.
And it makes sense for the shutfis. Right. But you can't leave fractions in the shutfis.
No, you just change your ratio.
No, but it's not. No, but my ratio is 60-40. It's 60-40.
Let's say whatever it is.
2 days, 3 days.
You take this. No,
but
I'm taking... Now you're losing out because...
No, but you have to still keep 2-3 days. I don't want to lose. I'm not giving up. I want my full 40%. So that means you need your full 60%. So you got, it has to be a complete split. It has to be a smooth split. So you're right. If there's 17 days in the shutfis, so then I'll take a multiple of 2. You'll take a multiple of 3. Let's say we'll take 15 days. So you'll take 10. I'll take 5. Whatever, you know, make it work out with the numbers. That didn't work out. I need 2 and you need 3. So I'll take 6, you'll take 9, so it's 15, and the extra 2 days we'll leave in the shutfis.
And that will be 60-40 in that.
Right, whatever, yeah, in the coming, good. Another 8 is Rabbi Yisai, is Eretz Yisrael, or something like Eretz Yisrael. If it's a Sada Gedoyla, then we don't care about numbers. So if it's a large enough Sada Gedoyla, then it makes sense that I'll have a Sada Gedoyla and you'll have a Sada Gedoyla, or here, Rabbi Yisai, you can have something that's Eretz Yisrael and Bavel together. For me, it's an even split. Let's say I'm only at the 40% partner. So for me, it's, let's say, 3 days. And for you, it comes out 4.5 days. It doesn't make sense. Teres, it makes sense. For you, it's a Sada Gedoyla. So for you, it's a Sada Gedoyla. And for me, it's an even split. Or vice versa. Bekitzer, Rabbi Yisai, you have to be creative here. It's not so simple to get a Chalukah Leitetaz if it's not Shutum Shavim. All right. Another Kasha. Before we move on. Is that the Mechaber says, the last case of Mechaber was, it's a Sada Shemashkim Moisah Bekli, it's a Sada Beis HaShachan, that you have to manually irrigate, you can't rely on the rain, then you need enough, even more than the shear that I just said, you need enough that a pole will irrigate a full day's, enough for a pole's job, a full day's work for a pole to irrigate. Which means, what it seems to say over here is that you need a larger shear. Till now, let's just say a charishas yemechod is, argument say, 10 feet. Sakta mechaba, that's when we rely on rainwater. But if you have to irrigate it manually, then you need a full day's work for irrigation, and that's 15 feet. So therefore, you're going to need 15 feet. That's what the Mechaber says, because it has to make sense. The cutoff has to make sense. And since I irrigate this manually, I have to hire a pole manually. To fill a full day's work for a pole to irrigate, you need more, because it's easier to irrigate than to plow. So you could irrigate more land than you could plow. So for filling a day's work of plowing takes 10 feet. To fill a full day's work of irrigation takes 15 feet. So you're going to need 15 feet. That's the mechaba. So what is the mechaba talking about? It's 15 feet. And you did me a good toivi. You made a smooth split that it works well for irrigation. But now I'm asking, I have to hire a pole for Harisha. And it's a day and a half's work for Harisha, because for Harisha it's 10 is a full day, so it's 15 is a day and a half. So you messed me up big time. I need, you helped me out. You said, no, to keep it only 10 feet, nah, I'm going to get messed up because I'm good for Harisha, but I'm not good for irrigation. So what do? You now made the field larger, now I'm good for irrigation, now you messed me up for Harisha. Again, if it's 2.5 days, what happens, 1.5 days, then what do you do? So what are you doing? You're messing me up. What are you doing here? How does it make more sense that you made a smooth split in irrigation and messed me up in Harisha? Till now I had a smooth split in Harisha, and okay, it was a smooth split in irrigation. Now you switch around, now it's better. What is going on? Mamish Atala. Do I plow trees? It sounds like it's a sada. Who says it's trees? You're telling me that the base of shaka has to be trees, and let's say it's not trees? It just says over here that it's a sada shemashkar is a peklir. We're talking about the same sada, but now we can't have enough water. We have to rely on rainwater. We have to water irrigate it ourselves. So now I need more land. So what's going on? So it doesn't shem on Karisha. And don't tell me, Rabbi Isai, that having one chelik is enough. First of all, minei abe, you see it's not enough because Harisha wasn't enough because I'll be messed up in irrigation. So now irrigation's enough and I'll be messed up in Harisha. Now you see, you need to be shtim on both ends. And also the Gemara I said before, the Gemara had a case of Harisha that we plowed twice. Plowed right after Sukkot and plowed again by the time there's Riyah. The Gemara said, if you don't get your plowings good on both ends, on both times, you're messed up. You can't do a chalukah. So now that I fixed irrigation and I mess up plowing, good. What? There's $1 million. What's going on? I haven't found anyone here to kaj except for the Chazanish. And when I understand the Chazanish teretz is the following. Kishmak Chazanish. It's mitzis. Chazanish is in Vav Tezayin. Chazanish says, you have to know mitzis. I guess if you live in farm country, maybe you'll know it better. He says, you plow once. Zayin, you plow twice. You plow once right after Sukkot, you plow a second time at the time of planting. But you're doing a one plowing. Irrigation, you have to irrigate, and then a few days later you irrigate again. You have to irrigate, and then you have to irrigate, and you have to irrigate. Over a winter, I could be irrigating 30 times, 40 times. I don't have any time. I'm irrigating a lot. So Zot the Chazanish, when it comes to a Sada Beis HaShalchan that you manually irrigate, the focus of everyone, when you want to bring down the cost and make it cost effective, you look at irrigation. What you're looking at is irrigation. If irrigation makes sense, okay, Harisha, I'll swallow. It's Nishka Felach. If irrigation doesn't make sense, Harisha can make sense. If irrigation doesn't make sense, I'm going bankrupt, Khalila. That means I'll lose out the marshal. Let's say it's only 3/4 of a day of irrigation. So the first time I irrigate, I lose 1/4 of a day's piled pay. I have to pay him extra. Then the second time, third time, 30 times. I'm 30 times a quarter. I'm being messed up big time. If it's Harisha, which happens once or twice, big deal. So you'll swallow it. So when it comes to this type of asada, your focus is irrigation. That's a Chazanish. It's still a Chiddush because why is my focus both? I can have focus irrigation and Harisha. But it says my focus is only on irrigation.
Harisha happens only once a year?
Once or twice, right? Like
Marisa
twice.
And
that's, yes, so that's, you
know,
that makes it really not worthwhile to carry such a field. All right, let's continue, Rabbi Say. It's very geschmack. It makes a lot of sense to mitzvahs, right, doesn't it? And you irrigate, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, when they irrigate more than once. No, but I mean, once I plant, I'm irrigating in Cheshen, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, I'm irrigating. It means I'm doing what the rain's supposed to be. The rain rains is supposed to rain the face, I don't know, twice a week, low ravine, low Shabbos, and it's not enough, so I'm going to irrigate twice a week. I have to irrigate. So then it doesn't make sense. All right, let's continue. Comes along the Rambah, very gishmaki inside this here. Come on, let's do the Rambah. Zok the Rambah, hoye bay din chaluka. If you have a case where the field was a yesh bei chaluka, amacha echad man lishnayim, let's make a case. Reuven and Shimon were shotfim, and each one has enough kedei chalukah that had they split then, it would have been a good split, no problem. And what happened? Shimon, let's make him nasty. To prevent Reuven from being able to call a chalukah, he went ahead and he sold his portion to two people. He sold it to Yehuda, Shimon sold to Levi and Yehuda. And now, each one only owns, Levi has 25%, and Yehuda has 25%. Now, it's not, if you're going to split the field, sure, Reuven, you'll be left with kedei chalukah. But once you cut Shimon's chalik into two, it's not kedei chalukah for Levi, not kedei chalukah for Yehuda. So now he got Reuven. Now he could stop Reuven. The halakas, he can't. Let's see. One of them sold it to two people, or he wasn't nasty, Harishu, he was Nebuch, he was Nifta, and he has two Yoshim, Lebeis Bonov, and he gave it over to two kids. Right? So now two kids have it. Ve'ein le'echad mehen kedei chalukah. And there's not enough, one of them doesn't have enough for kedei chalukah. Einan yecholin la'akev milachlik. And now each one says, Reuven, you want to call chalukah? No, you can't stick us. We don't have, each one of us doesn't have enough to be kedei chalukah. Zokt Rama, they cannot stop Reuven. I normally, you could stop when you don't have kedei chalukah. Zokt Rama, d'loy adifi migarva d'osu machmasei. There's a klal, mamocha rishon l'sheni koska shetav liyodai. You, the two, like him, or the two, these two Yarshim, where are you coming from? You're coming from Shimon. Could Shimon stop Reuven from making a chalukah? No. So you bought his chalik, you think you could stop? You can't be better than him. If he couldn't stop, then you can't stop either. Ah, your chalik is not enough, you're going to be left with a tiny parcel? Tough. You're coming from him, you can't be better than him. Like, Avuk Megarva to Asi Machmasei. Oh, we're going to get to it. You're asking a bomb kasha without knowing the kasha. I'll make the kasha worse. We're going to get to the next part of Ramah. Hold on. You're mechaven gevaldik. But hold on. But that is the halacha over here. Geshmaka halacha.
Both sold out.
You mean the both sold out?
Both. We mentioned both sold to two new partners. Between these four, they can't have a split. Or you can say also the same thing. Because till we bought it, it's being kind of halukah. Now we're going to ask halukah. What's the difference of...
If both have sold out? Yeah. If Reuven also sold out? Right, and so, nevertheless, this guy wants to be able to tie it, and maybe we'll do the same halakha. We'll have to discuss. We'll get to similar type of shala soon, but hold off. Let's do the next Rama. Sakta Rama, another halakha. Hayu dalet shutfin biyachad, yet four shutfin together. And let's say it's an uneven shutfis. Two guys owned 30% each, and two guys only own 20% each. So it's four shutfin together, lebeis yesh len sheh chalukah, and when you're going to divide it up to the two larger shutfim, there is kedei chalukah. Ulebeis into the two smaller shutfim, ein len sheh chalukah. What's the halacha? And the two larger shutfim want to make a chalukah. Zokta Ramah, habeis sheyesh len chalukah, the two that have a larger chalik, noitlin chalukoi, they have a right to take their chalik. Aye, Nebuch, the other two shutfim don't have a kedei chalukah. Habeza acherim, nisharu shutfim, no problem, I have an eitzah for you guys. Stay together, I didn't ask you to split up. We'll split up, and you guys stay together. But it's not together, but together it's kedei chalukah. You're two 20% together, you're 40%. Biyachad is enough to be considered a sheikh chalukah. Much like it would be only three shotvim, 30, 30, and 40, that would have been good. So now it's 30, 30 plus 2 times 20. It's also good. So I'm telling you, let me have my 30, let my friend have his 30. You two guys are complaining, grouching that you don't have enough. No problem. Stay b'shutvis. You'll stay b'shutvis. You'll have 40. It's enough kedei chalukah. So Dr. Ramah, that's good. Habezachen nishu shotvim. It's okay. You're allowed to do that. That's not a problem. A big chiddush of the Ramah. What the Ramah is saying is that you can make this chalukah. Now, where is he coming from? The longest is because I'm not meshubit to stay in the shutfis forever. I have a right to come out. You can claim now, well, it's kedai to stay together because till now we share the burden of irrigating and plowing and dealing and having the headache of this field in four, and now you're making me carry this load just with two. Yeah, I'm allowed to do that because I'm not married to you for life, indefinitely. That's the parsha. I have a right to be chaylik. I have a right to take my chaylik whenever I want. I never accept it upon myself that I'm always going to help you out. I'm always going to be your shutter. I'm always going to carry your burden or share the load. No. So I have a right to pull out. But it's still a chiddush that you could create a carve out a chalukas ashutis lechatzoyin. Similar talk we had in the Taz before, a different type of lechatzoyin. Here's a lechatzoyin in the shutzim. Two come, two leave, two break up, and the other two stay in. And that's also chalukas ashutis. A big chiddush, Rabbi said. Gavaluk a chiddush. And I'll say even better. Amol, very practical. Amol, unfortunately, you have shutzim very often that not each one of the shutvim get along with every other shutiv. Let's say I have a shutiv of five guys. I'm good with Reuven, I'm good with Shimon, but Levi, my relationship is a little, let's call it sour. It's a little challenged, our relationship. But it's kedai to stay in the shutvim, and doesn't bother me, because I make sure to avoid Levi, and I deal with Reuven. If I ever have something done, I'll speak to Reuven. Reuven will speak to Levi, speak to Shimon, Shimon speaks to Levi. It works. Sort of Levi's, his opinion is diluted. I don't like his opinions. It's diluted because between me, Reuven, and Shimon, we'll outvote Levi. We're doing well. It's not a problem. Rabbi, I've seen this so many times, and it works out well. I've seen this countless times. All of a sudden, one day, Reuven and Shimon wake up. They're the larger holders. And they say, you know what? They want out. I'm screaming. What do you mean? You're leaving me with Bechtei Chalukah. No problem. We're leaving you, Levi. Yeah, no problem. You and Levi. You crazy? You won't stay a shutif with Levi alone, and you're sticking me with that. Dr. Ramah, yes, you're allowed to do this. That's also not a taina, and that's a big chiddush. Till now, I love the idea of the shutif between us. We had a lot of people. You want to break up? I respect that. Just let me be independent as well. No, you're going to walk away independent and you're sticking me with Levi. That's not fair. Shtei ta'alacha, yeah, that's also fair.
The shiur we had,
if we make a complete chalukah, right? Here we're saying that if guys want to stay in because they're saying that their chalik is not large enough, then fine, we could do that. They'll stay. No, in this case they won't because they never broke up. They stayed in. They bedafka want to stay in because they were crying they don't want to be chaylik because they don't have a kadei chaluka enough. They bedafka want to stay in. So they don't need a new kinnin. That's going to be, I just chaylik out. I'll make my kinnin on my chaylik out and the memela, they'll stay in. That's okay. Let's continue the Ramah before we go to your kasha. We'll continue Ramah. I said one more chiddush. Zok the Ramah. Even if one of the smaller shareholders are tining, I also want out. The two of you want out. Let's say my case. Reuven says, I don't want to be stuck with Levi. It's kedai to split and man a field, which is aimed by kedai chaluka, than to be together with Levi. I'm not interested. I had enough. Right? So I also want out. Tunuli gam ken chalki, let me also have my chelik, and I want out. Vim ken yishar l'revi, and will leave the revi, pachas mikdei chalukah, and Levi will be now left with pachas mikdei chalukah, and that we can't do to Levi. So memela, you won't be able to be chelik in the first place. It's a tactic I'm using. I'll claim that I also want out. One of the smaller shutvim will claim I also want out. You're going out. I also want out. And Memela Levi will be stuck with a Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka alone. And that we're now allowed to force him, such a Chaluka. Memela, I'll, in a way, cause that the whole Chaluka doesn't start and all four of us have to stay in together. That's my taina. I want to say that why should you be better than me? You could leave and I can't. I also want to leave. And Memela, now none of us can leave. Because now Levi's going to be stuck with Ember Kadei Kaluka. Vim Kain Yishar L'Revi Boks Mekadei Kaluka. And why am I saying this? Ukadei Levatel HaKaluka Amakain. I'm doing this as a tactic to make sure that all four of us stay in. Ein Shemin Lai. My taina is not a good taina. I'm stuck in with Levi. And the two of you could work out. I can't use this tactic to preclude you from being able to leave the shutis. Because really, Reuven and Shimon have no right to leave because they're leaving me and Levi with Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka. Teretz is, they're telling us, let's stay together. But I'm saying, I don't want to stay together. I also want to leave. So now, Reuven Shimon, how you let her leave? You're leaving Levi alone with Ember Kadek Aluka. So now all of us are stuck. We all have to stay in. Zok the Ramah, Ein Shimon, like we don't listen to him. Why don't we listen to him? Zok the Sma, the reason why we don't listen to him is because it's Midas Toim. What do you really, what am I doing with my chalukah? It's Ember Kadek Chalukah. What am I doing with this field? Nothing. So why am I doing this? Like the Ramah says, Kadek Levata La Chalukah Makin. I'm only doing this as a tactic to outsmart you guys. You're trying to walk away. I'll use this as a tactic to make sure that you guys stay in the Shutfis. Zok the Ramah, that's me this time. You want to leave, and you have a purpose to leave. You have a Yesh Kadek Chalukah. And my time is a Shver time. And my time is Ember Kadek Chalukah. So Memeil, it's me this time to prevent you from being able to leave. So if you're telling me that I have a real taina, dvarim nikarim, why I don't want to stay with Levi, then an economy, yeah, then maybe we're going to see. Let's see the smart. No, but let's say he's doing, but the Ramah says he's doing a kadei levato chalukah. I'm only doing this, I come up with this excuse as a tactic to make sure that you guys stay in. The guy who has the aimbook, he's a lot of leave, but no, now I'm also aimbook. No, a guy who's aimbook kadei chalukah could always be mavata and leave. Right, but he can't leave because then he'll stick me with aimbook kadei chalukah. Two have and two don't. So unless both aimbook kadei chalukah are masculine, then they're going to be in it together. Zok the sma, let's see a sma. Chiddush din, the third last line of the sma. In the middle of the line. Avil, em hoye mavakesh echid mahani deimbook kadei chalukah lito gamken chaukai. But he gives a good reason for his chedron, why he also wants out. The tzarkla l'shtoik by Paris, he went into the Paris business, I don't know, and he needs the land to spread the Paris out. Or he wants to attach it to an adjacent land. He already owns a property next door. And for him, he doesn't mind taking name by Kadei Chalukah, because it will work out well. Because together with the land next door, it's one big Kadei Chalukah. He's happy. Then, then I have a good time. I also want out. And the why? How could you force me to stay in the shutas with Levi more than you guys? You want out? I also want out. And now they're stuck. Now I got them. And now they'll have to stay in. Because it was a good reason why I wanted out as well. And Memela, they're stuck, they're at a deadlock. So what do they have to do? Betrichin, lastly, it's Pshar B'nein. Either they're going to make a Pshar amongst themselves, how to divide the Shutfis. Or Yelishar Kulim B'Shutfis, or they're going to have to stay married to each other, Meshum Ravi, because they're Levi, to Leishar B'Dei Kadei Chalukah. Because if we go out, Levi's going to be left with Embe Kadei Chalukah. And that's why Zok the Sma Mushum Hachi Masik V'Kosav. That's why the Ramah says the Loshin the Dafkim Oma Echemen Lito Chelko Kadei Levatel Chaluka Hu Da Ein Shaimin Loi. But if he has a good reason, he has a right to leave. So if he could prove why he hates Levi or it doesn't work out, Levi is great. Chuli doesn't hate anyone. He doesn't hate another Yid, but it just doesn't work out. They don't see eye to eye. They can't work together. And if he could explain that, if he any eye on him. What?
Sounds like a business reason, not a personal reason.
Right, but if it makes sense why he can't stay with Shutas, why he also would want out, then Zok the Sma, he is allowed to leave. That's what the Sma says. Yeah, I would say the same thing. If it's just Lafuke, the Ramah. The Ramah says he's doing it Kidei Levata Chalukah, Zok the Sma, he's not doing it Lahachis. He's doing it for other Cheshbonis. For the other Cheshbonis, then you will listen.
Look, he's trying to get out anyway.
No, because then he has all four, so he has a larger piece of land. Right, so he has a larger piece of land. So that's what the Sma... Oh, so now... Excellent. So if you look in the... This is the Tshuva's Maram in Rattenberg. If you look inside the Tshuva, the Lashon the Tshuva's Maram is mashman, not like the Sma. The Lashon the Tshuva is... Got to find it. The lashon of the tshuva is, even if he gives in a masla, he doesn't say the word a masla, but when you're talking about the breaking up, the tshuva says, because we say, the bishvil aroma hu oisa, he's only doing that as an aroma. that he's trying to fool us. So that means, he said one reason. He didn't tell us the reason is kadei levata chaluka amakein. He made up some hogwash. He made up, he's doing it because he has a cheshbin or pikabola, why he needs this now and divide it now. Whatever his cheshbin is. And that's his amasa he gave to Bezin. And the Zot Maram, he's now let it be chaylik and stop the other two from being chaylik because we say that he's only doing it kedei levata lachaluka, and it's midas daim, and memelo, we force him to stay together with Levi, and Reuven and Shimon have a right to leave. You see in the Maram that he had a reason to leave, but we're smarter than him, and we know deep down he's only doing it to prevent a chaluka. So I wouldn't run away with the Sma. I think the Maram is, they have other dukim that are teres tzvi in the Chazanish, and the Shevet HaLevi, and Chelek HaRish Chav Beis, has the Lashon of this part, that he wants to say from these words, without a Chalukah Mekain, that they're handling with those words, but they have mashma like the Sma. But I'm telling you, from the Maram alone, it's not mashma like the Sma. And I think LaHalacha, it's l'chayol if he ra'is eni abezin. Do you believe is a masla or not? Do you, is yesh dvarm begoy or not? If yes, if not, then we say he's only doing it for Arama. If he's only doing for Arama, then he has no right to back out. We say that he's only doing kedei levata chaluka, and mevela he has to stay in, and the other two shutrim have to leave. Okay, Rabbi, so now that we said this groundwork, let's go back to your kasha. Okay, let's go back. Go back to the Ramah before. The Ramah before is a case where there are two shutrim with Yoik Bei Kadei Chaluka, and one of them was decided to sell it off, Shimon decided to sell it off to Levi and Yehuda. And now Levi and Yehuda's 25% each is Ein Bei Kadei Chaluka. Zakhtar Amal Chiddush, that Reuven still has a right to be Chaylik, because Levi and Yehuda lay adifi migarva d'otzim machmasei, you're coming from Shimon. And Shimon had no right to block Reuven from being Chaylik, so you two together, either one of you also have no right, because you're coming from Shimon, and lo adifim megav dosa makmasei. As is Dr. Ramah, fract everyone. What is going on? Why did Ramah have to come with svara? Or why did Mordechai? It's coming from Mordechai. Have to come with a svara. Do lo adifim megav dosa makmasei. Forget that svara. Just say this, Ramah. You're right. Each one is embe kadei chaluka. And forget that you bought it for job. Let's say you didn't come. Let's say it was a legitimate three-way shutvis. I own 50%, and the two of you own 25%, and you're not coming from one gavra. We don't have the svara of the Ramah before. Anyway, have a right to be chaylik. Because I'll tell you guys, you're crying that there's anybody kadei chaluka? No problem. Stay together. What's the problem? Stay together. Sorry? Oh. We're going to get to it. So just stay together and you have this Ramah. What's the problem? Stay together and have a right to be chaylik and you're going to stay together. As I fract the Nesivis and the Divrei Mishpat. And for the Nesivis and Divrei Mishpat, this is a riot to the Smaz Chiddush. That when one of the smaller portions, one of the Ein Bei Kadei gives a good reason why he wants out, he can preclude a Chalukas HaShotvis, because then the third Shotvis, the last Shotvis, will be left with Ein Bei Kadei Chaluka. So then you don't have the second Ramaz Din, but Zog, the Nesivis Divrei Mishpat, but you still have the first Ramaz Din. Zozayin, let's say this case, Shimon sold off to Levi and Yehuda, and Levi gives a good reason why he also wants out. So now Yehuda's crying, you can't stick me with Ein Bei Kadei Chaluka, so everyone has to stay in. Zakhtar Ramah, no, Yehuda, you can't cry, because who are you coming from? You're coming from Shimon. You're coming from Shimon. No, no, no. If you're coming from Shimon, you're loy adifi megarva dosal makmasa. You're not any better than Shimon. Mamela, you also have to stay. You also have to allow me to be chaylik. Shimon had to allow me to be chaylik, so you also have to be chaylik. The Maisa Baruch Hashem, the Nesiv is Devri Mishra, what Mechavin to an Ateris Tzvi. Tzvi lived a good 100 years before them. And Imamish says the same Cheshvin, that's why you need the first din of the Ramah. In the case, you have the Smaz Svara. So now you have Ateris Tzvi, Nesiv is in Devri Mishra. Good. If you look in the Lush in the Ramah, you see that L'chayr the Ramah even Bavon the Shalat to begin with. The Ramah says, let's go back to the first case of the Ramah. Hayu boy din chaluka, umacha echad men l'shnayim. There was a din chaluka. Reuven and Shimon, each one had a din chaluka. And came along Shimon, and he sold his half to two people. Or he arisha l'beis banav, or he bequeathed it to two kids. Ve'ein l'echad mehen kadei chaluka. The Ramah says, ve'ein Lishneim kadei chaluka, or ein lehem kadei chaluka, or ein lechol echad mehem kadei chaluka. The Ramah says ein leechad mehem kadei chaluka. What's the case talking about? There's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Shimon took his half, and instead of selling it 25 to Levi, 25 to Yehuda, he sold 40% to Levi, and 10% to Yehuda. So now we're left with the Shutis, Reuven 50, Levi 40, and Yehuda 10. And Levi's 40 is also enough to be Kadei Chalukah. And the only one who's crying is one of them, Yehuda alone who's crying. Dazak to Rambam. The second halacha won't help you over here, because both Reuven and Shimon have Kadei Chalukah. Both of them have a right to leave, but they're going to leave Yehuda alone with 10%. That's same by Kadei Chalukah, so they're stuck. So Mamele, you don't have the second in Rambam. By Zakter Ramah Chiddush, since Yehuda was like Difi Megarva Dosim Akmasay, he's coming from Shimon, and Shimon had no right to block a Chaluka. So you two Yehuda also don't have a right to block a Chaluka, even though you only have a name by Kadei Chaluka Chelek. That's what Ramah is saying. If Egishmak and Ramah, why did he change the lashon of the Mordechai? He bedavka changed. He said Vein leEchad man. He didn't say Vein leShneim. Vein lehem, vein leeg, only one of them doesn't have enough. And even then, he can't be blocking Reuven's Chaluka, because le'adif in Megav Das Makmasei. As they zog, the Ulam HaMishpat. As they zog, the Ulam HaMishpat.
You've changed the meaning of
lehem. I think it's partial like that.
Well, you read it normally.
Yeah.
Before, neither one of them.
Neither of them, it's ein lehem.
Say,
or ein leshneim. Or ein lechol echad mehen. I didn't read it before because I was leading you up, because it's the Nesivis, the Teretzvin, and the Remeshmah. But if you ask me what makes more sense, if I had to be art scroll here, I would say Vein Lecha means one of them, not both of them.
Meaning the second
one of the two who bought it or bequeathed it, let's say in bequeathing, let's say you had a Bechar and a Pashit. You had two sons. So the Bechar got a double portion. He had enough. That's a Kadei Chalukah. The Pasha got a small portion. It was anybody Kadei Chalukah. Mamela, he has no right to block. Dr. Ramah, he does it. Dr. Ramah, he does it. Even he doesn't have a right to block, because all Adifi Megav does Makmasai. I think it's very geschmack. All right, you don't like it. Fine, so go with the Teretz Rishi.
Rishi
didn't
have the problem.
What?
If you have to set sign, the Rishi
makes
one's one and one's not.
Or you could bequeath allotting shears. You can give away shears. It doesn't have to be a natural Chalukah. You could do a Mitzvah came to Rain Mays, you could do a Manish Kimra, the other ways to bequeath it, they have a logical outcome. Bekitzer Rabbi say, these are the two eights, why the Ramon needed a new Chiddush Din to Ladifi Megavados Magmasay. Alright, there's a lot more radio, it's very geschmack. There's this mice with the Shevet Alevi, an apartment building that, you know, a lot of Shutfim, we'll leave it Belina for next week, but I'll leave you with the Shaila. Apartment building, there's a 9 Shutfim, I think, were in the building, and they have the roof, the real Eretz Yisrael de Kashaila. And the guy in the top floor, owns the top floor, decided, no, the roof Nebuch no one's using anyway, it's a shot of the space. See, what he decided was, is he built up like a penthouse. He built up, he took not more than his chelik, he took a ninth of the roof, and he built up, and he now has like a, you know, second floor, not on his whole apartment, but at least a chelik of his apartment, ninth of his apartment has it. And the other shufim are tining, how are you allowed to do that? If each one of us is going to take a ninth, it's an Einbei Kadei Chalukah. We can do it with one small bedroom. You have no problem because you attached it to your house. You live on the top floor. But everyone else in the building has a problem. So it's bad to Einbei Kadei Chalukah. What we really want to do is when the Iriyah gives us permission to build up another floor, a full floor, we'll build up another floor, sell the apartment to somebody, and split the profits. But what you did, you made it not work. Doesn't make any sense what you did. And that was the Shaila went to the Shevet Alevi. And that's where all these raids come about. I'm leaving you enough, maybe 8/9 of the floor is the 8, but other shuftim also want that, other shuftim want to join Reuven. La Yehudim. Rabbi Zoit Chazon next week. Belin Adda.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.